Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. But what is it we don't understand about be perfect as God is perfect? Now then, do you think God had even just a little bit of sin in Him? No, not at all. So if God had no sin in Him, none whatsoever, is it okay for you to sin as a Christian? Absolutely not. And before this day is over, we will confirm every one of these things everywhere. Now we go to 2 Timothy 2. I want to go from Matthew to 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2. Now then, the Word is the only thing we're going to be judged about. It makes no difference what you think or I think. It only matters what the Word says. So you can do anything you want to. You can say anything you want to. But as long as what you say does not line up with what's written in this book, I'm not interested in what you have to say about sin or sickness or disease or anything else. I don't care what you think, but I do care what this book says. And so 2 Timothy 2, let's start out with verse 19, 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. You can't change that. Nothing you can do is going to change God's foundation. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Now, you better know that He knows that you're His. I'm telling you what's fixing to happen in America. What's going to come in America, the church is not going to enjoy what's fixing to happen in America. You're not going to like it. I didn't like yesterday when I looked up and saw the gas prices going up 40 cents in 1 week. I didn't like that. But I thought, I didn't like it when there was four hurricanes down in Florida at the same time either. And I didn't like it when one hit Pensacola here a while back and wiped it out to a degree. I don't like those things, but why do you think these things is happening? Because we, the church, are walking so far from God. It's amazing what's happening in the church. You know, the church, you know, when you see a church that's got thousands of people in it and they come to church and jump and dance and all the kind of things they do, and nobody brings a Bible. There's something wrong with that church. And then when you look at them and see what they're doing, where they're living, and living in sin, living with each other, not married to each other, and everything else, I'm telling you, that's not the kind of church this book says we're supposed to be. It's a totally different church. This church, let's go on and see what this church says. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know what iniquity is? It's sin. So what is the church supposed to do with sin? Depart from it. We're not supposed to have anything to do with it. And then it says, it'll go on down to verse 21. Says, if a man therefore purge himself. Now, if, there's that big word, if. If a man purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and fit for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. Well, now, what if you don't purge yourself from evil? You're not going to be a pure, holy vessel that's fit for the master's use. I see people all the time say, oh, I would love for God to talk to me. I would love for Him to use me some way mightily. I would love to just pray a prayer of faith for somebody and see a miracle happen. Well, let me tell you, there is times you want to hear God's voice and times when you don't want to hear God's voice. There's times when you're doing something that He don't like and He talks to you. And He'll tell you something, like that pastor that I was talking to you about once before, that over at another church I spoke at one Saturday for 5 hours, he came to me at the intermission and he told me, I heard God's voice once myself. He was very fortunate because he had got into a disagreement with his wife. They wasn't on speaking terms. And then he goes down and goes shopping somewhere one afternoon or some, and meets an old sweetheart from high school, sweetheart. And she had been married and divorced, and she comes running over and plants herself into him and hugs him real nice and tight. And then next thing she knows, she's got him at dinner, and the next thing she knows, she's got him in her bedroom upstairs at her apartment. How many of you know that's wrong for a pastor? Anybody in here don't know that's sin? There must be some of us don't know that's wrong. But I'm going to tell you, God confirmed it to him he was wrong, because he says, I am getting ready to do something I know I'm not supposed to do. Now, don't you know, in that pastor's mind, he's already been to seminary. He is fixing to crawl in bed with a woman that's not his wife, and his wife's at home. He's got a little feeling in here. He knows what he's fixing to do is wrong. But he's living totally in the flesh right now, and he's going to do what the flesh wants to do. And all of a sudden, he's getting ready to go over here, and all of a sudden the Lord says, and I'll just use a fictitious name, John. The Lord says, John, do you know what you're fixing to do is wrong? Now, how many would you like to hear him say that to you? Well, I'd hold up, Brother Him, tell me right there, then after I commit the act, hadn't you? Guarantee. Or he might even call you something worse than that. You might be doing something and he say something really bad to you. Those are not what we want to hear God say, are they? No, it ain't when he tells us, calls us something nasty that we don't want to hear those, do we? No, what we want to hear is say, well done, faithful servant. You done a good job for me last week. That's what you want to hear, right? Well, to get to hear him say those kind of things, guess what you and me got to do? We got to do what the Word says. I mean, 100%. I mean, Sharon even told me something a while ago, if I understood this right, about communion and how you were taking communion, and said something about, she said something to God, how, I'm not sure I understood that real quick. She said it in passing about how she's trying to take communion every morning first or something like this. And the Lord says, a yes after you take your vitamin. That's what he said, huh? Oh, you're putting me first after your vitamin. Isn't that amazing? That kind of startled you, didn't it, Sharon? Yeah. It really did. I am putting you first this morning, Lord. I am taking communion. He said, yes, sure you are, after you took your vitamin. You put me after the vitamin. It's amazing what he expects us to do. Good grief! What does he want? I'll tell you what he wants. He wants you to put him first, doesn't he, Sharon? And he got your attention, didn't he? Yes, that's what he wants. Aren't we glad the King is merciful? I'm going to tell you, one preacher standing up here today, if he wasn't merciful, he'd already be dead. I guarantee you. And I got a feeling there may be one or two of you all might be in the same shape I'm in. And you all know that. So we're grateful for His mercy. And Lord, I thank you that your mercy is new every morning. I guarantee you, I'm grateful. But the Lord says there that we're supposed to purify and cleanse ourselves from all iniquity and all sin, so we'll be a vessel of honor fit for His use. Now turn to Philippians chapter 4. Turn back to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I got a feeling that if the church does not repent and we do not fall back in where God wants us to fall back, I got a feeling I'm going to live to see something I really don't want to see in my lifetime. I can only imagine. I mean, I can only imagine the chaos that was in Florida when the hurricanes finished. Tens of thousands of homes were totally destroyed. I mean, you ever thought about us here? We don't think about that because we still go to work just like we did yesterday. But what if you had been one of those families down there that everything you had worked for, say you was a 50-year-old person, and everything you'd worked for was in that home and your car, and when it was over, you had no car left. It was crushed with trees. Your house was totally wiped away, and everything, every piece of clothes, everything you'd built and everything you'd bought, and you'd spent all your money and had no money in the bank. You were living payday to payday, and all of a sudden you have no job, no place to go, no place to work. The company you worked for was totally destroyed, and the place where you live totally destroyed. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, we think, gee, I got a nice home. A couple of them. You know, Cheryl, now we wonder whether we're going to stay in our city home or our country home. Isn't that amazing? You know, we're blessed. We're blessed because we got a place to put our head. You know, we're really, I'm thankful. You know, I am grateful. I mean, I think about my mother and dad when they went to West Texas in the oil boom. Here they are married. And I think about some women say, goodness, I might have to live in a trailer, a mobile home. I've had women say that to their husbands. I ain't coming up here to live with you because you ain't making enough money. But I think about mother. When dad and mom got married, dad went to West Texas to work in the oil field, and they bought a tent. And they had an apple box to sit on. Hey, a dirt floor. How many of you women ever lived in that? Not a single hand goes up. So if you got a house to live in today, don't grumble. Don't complain. I mean, it took women. It took men to live like that. We have been super blessed, and we grumble and complain. Oh my gosh, can't you provide better than that for me? Well, if you haven't lived in a tent with an apple box, with a little tiny kerosene stove to cook for you and a baby, you ain't lived. Hey, I was raised up in a little dinky plank house out in Goldsway, Texas, 3 miles out in the country, that when the wind blew outside, it blew just as strong inside. There was no running water in the house. I mean, One thing I didn't drink 2 or 3 cups of hot tea at night before I went to bed.
Praise the Lord. We'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media, and you can fill out an order form, and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.